This one, Mark, we've got to talk about, because until you brought it up to me yesterday, I had not heard this specifically, that somebody had made the statement that actually Muslims love Jesus more than Christians. That's a flooring statement. Although I will say, Mark, I do have a picture of a billboard in Indiana that's been up for some time. The big billboard says Jesus is Muslim. So it, what you said was very true to me. I want to go there. Tell us, who is saying that Muslims love Jesus more than Christians? And where do they come from on that? Because something is obviously very deceptive there.
Absolutely deceptive. Here is the thing, and there is two different narratives that is going out about Jesus and Islam and terrorism. The first narrative is Muslims claim that Jesus was a prophet, and Muhammad and Jesus are very close to each other in their message. But Paul and the later Christians changed the message of Jesus to make it about the cross, which never happened. Jesus never died, and so forth. So the deception is they using the name of Jesus, but they are not using the character and the message of Jesus Christ and who he is. So the deception is I give you a name and absolutely mean different things in the minds of others. You know, Muslim says that Jesus is a Muslim, he's a prophet, he's not the son of God, he did not die on the cross, but they say we love him. So the people who are, again, naive or ignorant, they take those statements and they say, see, Muslims are very good people, they are loving Jesus, so why the Christians are so against Muslims like the way they are? Obviously, Christians are the bad people over here. Well, this is a big deception. But the other story that has been going on, and I heard it like just a couple of weeks ago for the first time, and I had no idea how much it has been propagating for quite some time. If you or any of your listeners remember the 21 Christians who has been, Egyptian Christians who has been killed and slaughtered by ISIS at the shores of Libya. And in that video, that was a very heinous video and very bloody video, and, you know, many people didn't even watch it. ISIS fighters and ISIS, you know, propaganda in the video was mentioning a hadith of Muhammad, which is a saying of Muhammad talking about Jesus and so forth and his second coming. Again, those who are ignorant, those who are naive, those who are willing to sign up with the devil to defeat their own country and self-loathing will listen to this and they use it and say, see, ISIS is talking about Jesus. This is, means that ISIS is more close to Christianity more than to Islam. Well, this is another big deception. And I thought this is like unbelievable. No way. What are you talking about? And then I figured out that this is a narrative that has been going around in many of the left groups and, the very far left. Let's put it that way. The Antifa guys, you know, it has been propagating in that area. I'm trying to find the nicest words to give to them, but it's very hard to do in nowadays. And they are saying that nonstop, and they are not looking at what the hadith is saying. It is not talking about Jesus in any way that Christians believe in. They're talking about the second coming of Jesus, that he will come in and he will destroy the cross, he will destroy the church, he will fight for the cause of Islam, and he will kill the Jews as well. So the hadith, you know, names Jesus in a deceptive way, but they are the far left using that hadith to say that our Christians are the one who are involved in ISIS and not the Muslims.